Hello everybody, it's Nikki here. Happy Monday, wherever you are. Hope you're enjoying your day and wishing you a great week. I want to talk a little bit just on what I was talking about yesterday in my last episode, which was about a plan. So I realised that when we talk about planning, we can accept how useful they are, but really deep down we think we can probably get by without doing one. So for any project that we have or we're contemplating, anything we're trying to build or create and want to put out there in the world and want to get some success from it, we need a plan. But I want to encourage you to think about a plan of something that, as something that is a useful tool to help you in achieving what it is you want to achieve. Now, there are a couple of reasons how that comes about. Let's say you're doing a marketing plan for your latest creation, whether it's music, whether it's art. You want to put this out there, you want to get maximum response, you want to sell this or you want to share it in some way, and you want things to happen around it. You don't just want it sitting quietly on your computer or in your home or wherever it is. So you need a plan to get this, your creation, out there in the world. Now if you sit down and you think about how you're going to do this, you will find that when you're making a plan, it will tell you what you need to do and in some ways how you're going to go about doing it. But the best thing about it is that it will help you decide on which tasks are more important and which tasks seemingly are less important but that you need to tackle to be able to get to where you're going with it. So in any given project, there are hundreds of tasks that we could possibly be doing. But the tendency is we don't know whether those tasks are useful or not unless we sit down and think about them and plan them out in relation to the other tasks. So what we don't want to be doing is wasting time on what's not important but may seem very urgent when we should be doing things that are not so important, maybe need a longer timeline, and could make us more productive. So when you sit down and plan what it is you're going to do, you need to take the time and think about what are the tasks that you need to do. And first of all, start listing all the possible tasks, and then you work backwards through a process of elimination. Some things will need to wait till later, some things will need to be done earlier. But that way you feel that you will know and you'll feel it, that you have control over where things are going rather than letting circumstances control you. And your project has more chance of success that way. That's a very great feeling. And don't forget, you can always change your plan. You don't change your goal, you change the plan. You change the actions within it. Maybe some need more time. Some may turn out to be not very useful. And what will happen is that you'll find you won't be wasting precious time working hard on things that are not really going to give you any return and neglecting those things that are really important to do. So that's something to think about for the week ahead. I will be returning to this topic because it is one that I constantly challenge myself on and I need to review it a lot of the time. So I will come back with some things, and if you have any questions, please dial in or call in and let me know what they are, how they can apply to you, and I'll do my best to answer them. Till then, have a great day, great week. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now. Hi everybody, it's Nikki Jameson here. How are you? I hope your day is going well. Today I just wanted to talk about consistency. So as an artist, consistency is one of the things that I struggle with. And I think, as with many of the topics I've talked about, many of us struggle with this thing called consistency. But without consistency, we can't really move forward in what we want to do. And people ask me a lot of the time, just about different things and saying, well, how can I do that? How can I achieve a particular goal? How can I achieve the success that you've achieved in a particular area, for example? And I really think about this and I realize there's no solution, there's no big one answer I can give. I just did a lot of things, little things, consistently, which means I did them all the time. I kept on doing them until I saw the result that I wanted. So I'll give an example as an artist. When I started taking photographs and creating art, first of all, I was a bit sporadic. I only did it when I felt like it. You know, if I didn't feel up to it, didn't feel up to doing anything that particular day, I wouldn't do it. And the more I did that, the harder it was to actually get into the flow of actually creating art. And unlike what a lot of people think, it's not necessarily easy to create art. You need a lot of things to come together, but sometimes they don't come together all at the same time. You can have a bad day, something might go wrong, anything might happen, you name it. We're all human, things happen, and that affects your ability to create art. Well, it affects my ability anyway. But I noticed after I made a determined effort to actually do it whenever I felt like it, but no matter what I was feeling, I began to feel a shift, and it actually became easier to do it that way. So I would create art either every day or every other day. I strive to do art every day, even if I don't post it every day. But the other thing I started doing was to post it publicly. And that as well is something that, you know, you don't feel like necessarily doing. Right? You put your art out there, it may or may not get comments or attention, usually not. But I started putting it out there no matter what, because I was putting it out there more for myself. I mean, it's nice that people want to see it, and I like to cheer people up and put a bit of art and colour and encouragement out there, which is a lot of the reason that I do it. But it was really to discipline myself to be consistent, so that no matter what I'm feeling, when I create this piece of art, I put it out there. So I post it on my Instagram and post it on my Facebook. And whether or not it gets comments is beside the point. The point is, I did something step by step and I put it out there. And after a while, I began to find that the more I did it, the more I was able to do it, the more people I got interested in it, because people see a pattern and they started expecting to see my art there. And when they didn't see my art there, they wondered what had happened. But for all of us, whatever it is we do, we have to be consistent. And when we're consistent, it pulls together everything that we need to help us move through. If we keep stopping and starting, we're forever starting again, and that doesn't really help us, and we can't move to the next step. And it's just a way of teaching ourselves and a way of getting into another practice, which is discipline. And we'll talk about discipline another time. So I'm going to leave it there, a quick one today. It's just some things to think about. If you've got any questions, please call in or leave me a question, ask me a question. Happy to take them, might even actually talk about them on air. For now, have a great day, and we'll talk next time. Bye for now.